Welcome to Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee, a program brought to you by Living Stream Ministry. Witness Lee, a servant of the Lord for over 7 decades on 5 continents, culminated his ministry with a 21-year, book-by-book exposition of the entire Bible, which he called a life study. This life study is the basis of our program today, which includes short portions of the spoken messages given by Witness Lee. Now, let's join today's life study.
15 Psalms from Psalm 120 through Psalm 134 comprise a section known as the Songs of Ascents. Matt Miller and Chris Wilde here with you for the next 2 programs as we cover these 15 in a group. And Matt, I'm going to hand the ball over to you. In Witness Lee's life study, he breaks this group of 15 psalms. They're all very, very short, very sweet. Lord willing, we will see that they bring us to a high peak, don't they?
Many high peaks. Chris, this is full of peaks. We talked about it beforehand that this is full of the tips of many icebergs. We're going to touch so many points today that our listeners practically need a seatbelt as they listen. I think it's like having an 8-ounce glass, and we have 32 ounces we're trying to put into it. So we really have a lot in these 7 psalms. We're going to cover 120 through 127 tomorrow. In our next program, we're going to cover all the way through 134. This is really a great portion, Chris. I wonder if I could read just a little bit from each psalm to whet the appetite for our listeners.
Yeah, from each of these first 8 of the total number of 15, right, Matt?
I'll try to go pretty quick, Chris. Good. But it starts out, which is a very good opening, in Psalm 120, verse 1. In my distress, I called out to Jehovah, and he answered me. That tells you a lot right there. The whole thing starts with distress.
Right.
And up until Psalm 119, it's full of the law, and they love the law, but they can't keep the law. Eventually, the children of Israel don't follow the law. They don't keep the law and eventually start to serve idols. So the result is they go to captivity, and they're in distress. These Psalms of Ascent start out with distress. If you don't have the distress where you go down, you can never come up. So there's a lot of appreciation. Then in Psalm 121, verse 1, I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From where will my help come? And then in Psalm 122, I rejoiced when they said to me, let us go to the house of Jehovah. And then in verse 4, this is a critical one, it says, to which the tribes go up. This is a going up portion, Chris, and I hope our listeners will enter into this. It really causes us in our Christian life to go up. There's so much going down. Then in Psalm 123, be gracious to us, O Jehovah, be gracious to us. The captives appreciate the graciousness. It's not a matter of, I love the law or I'm keeping the law anymore, but the Lord is gracious to me or compassionate to me. Then in Psalm 124, verse 2, if it had not been Jehovah who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they would have swallowed us up alive. And then in verse 7, our soul has escaped like a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken, and we have escaped. Then in Psalm 125, those who trust in Jehovah are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved but abides forever. Then in Psalm 126, when Jehovah turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like those who dream. At that time our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with a ringing shout. At that time they said among the nations, Jehovah has done great things for them. For brevity, we'll move on to the last verse in 127. Verse 1, unless Jehovah builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Unless Jehovah keeps the city, the guard watches in vain. Chris, I'm really looking forward to this program today. It's just so rich.
Again, let's kind of set the stage, Matt, for those who may not be that familiar. We just came through Psalm 119, a psalm that has 176 verses, many of which touch the law. As you said, the children of Israel wanted to be the law keepers. Along the way, they get turned to becoming the God seekers. Instead of the law keepers, the God seekers. But this is a path, I think, that we see, Matt, in these 15 psalms, the songs of ascents, the songs of ascending up Mount Zion. It's definitely the climb out of the low place And whenever we're in the low place, this is a good portion of, I think, the word to turn to, isn't it?
It is, Chris, and it's very experiential. A new believer may not understand this because he may still be in the realm of keeping the law, just trying to do the right thing. But eventually, the person who's had experience in the Christian life knows we fall. We have a valley. It's not normal to just have a plain, a flat land.
Yeah.
We need to experience Christ in the valleys where we go down. We have a down experience. We get into captivity,
right,
and we get treated in a place of captivity by people who scorn us and treat us with contempt, and they're not nice to us. That's what happened to the children of Israel in their captivity. But eventually, it makes you appreciate more the Lord and Zion and Jerusalem and God's people, God's building. It makes you appreciate it more when you go back up. That's why I appreciate so much. This is the going up portion.
What brought the children of Israel down literally in this particular time, and of course the history of God's people is the history of a number of captivities. This particular one was brought on by an invasion from the Assyrians. And in this invasion, Matt, in this captivity, they did not destroy Jerusalem. They did not destroy the temple, the house of God, but the children of Israel were carried away. And these songs of ascents are describing their return out of the distress, out of the captivity. So let's join Witness Lee with our first portion.
We soon have come to a particular section of the Psalms. And this section has 15 Psalms. The first is Psalm 120. Only 7 verses. It seems there's no secret. Yet the subject of Psalm 120 is related to the invasion of Assyrians. You could never imagine there is one psalm concerning the Assyrian invasion. And this writer of Psalm 120 was one among the captives. In my distress, I call out to Jehovah. What kind of distress is this? Then, verse 5, and help us read.
Woe is me, for I sojourn in Meshech.
I will tell with you why to sojourn in Meshech is a woe, not a present thing. Then, next slide.
I dwell among the tents of Kedar.
You know, Meshech is far, far to the north, alongside the Black Sea. And Kedar, definitely it is a place in Arabia. Down to the south, no doubt, he was in the captivity. Think about it. So, what the distress here? This distress here refers to the suffering of the afflictions in their captivity. Verse 7 says, I am for peace. But when I speak, they are for war. Who are they? The invading Assyrians. They don't know what is peace. They like to war. Without the thorough study, how could you understand Psalm 120 in this way?
Just 7 short verses, Matt, in this first song of ascents. Very poetic. Describing distressful situation, captivity in, you know, the north, the Black Sea region, all the way down to the hot desert of Arabia. Both of these places quite a distance from Jerusalem.
That's right, Chris. This is when they were carried away captive. Other portions in the Bible tell us about the captivity, and we're not getting into that now, but 2 Kings 18:11, 2 Chronicles 32:1, they talk about the captivity of God's people into Assyria after the Assyrian invasion. This is a good opening. Like we mentioned already, you can't have a song of ascent if you're not taken away. So God's people were taken away, and they were taken away into captivity because they weren't faithful to worship God. They worshiped idols. So this is our background. So this is a good opening word to today's program because it gives us a black background. Every beautiful picture, every masterpiece has a black background. And I feel like this opening word gives us the background. It gives us the background for the Lord to come in and to paint a beautiful picture.
But it's significant, man, and we'll get into this, I think, in this coming portion, that Jerusalem and Zion, the temple on Mount Zion, were still intact. And that means they were very much forefront in the remembrance of God's people in this distressful captivity. So they were had a longing, whereas we just came out of a section of the Psalms where they were longing and seeking after the law. Now they're not so interested in the law, are they, at this point?
No, and that's what happens in our experience when we go through a captivity. We go through a down time. You give up on the law, in a sense.
Yeah.
And that's why in the experience of this psalmist, he's not talking about the law. In none of these psalms of ascent is the law appreciated, but a lot of other things are appreciated, and Zion is one of them, and Jerusalem, because in the Assyrian captivity, Jerusalem was not destroyed. The temple was not torn down. So that was about all they had left on the earth to remember, to look back to appreciate and uphold Zion, Jerusalem, in the captivity. So that represented a lot to God's people.
From this low place in captivity, we turn now and start up. Psalm 122, I think you read this verse already. I just want to touch it again. Verse 1, I rejoiced when they said to me, let us go to the house of Jehovah. Our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Here's Witness Lee once more.
Not one time this 15th Psalm talk about the law. The law is never mentioned here. And don't forget, these 15 songs of ascent are right after 119. In 119, full of laws, your testimonies, your status, your ordinances, your judgment, your precepts, your word. But after, right after 119, from 120 to 134, no more law. Law is over. Law is out. What got law out? Captivity. You Jews loved the law so much. Why you did? Not one bit accounted law. What did the law mean? It means nothing. You just add your sins. You must go where? Into captivity. I tell you, they suffered. There, in their captivity, they forgot everything. But they cannot forget Zion. They cannot forget Jerusalem. Why? Zion was a central peak in the center of Jerusalem. These two things, Zion and Jerusalem, are the only signs left on this earth for God. Nearly no one has ever seen God, but he has something on this earth as signs, as symbols of God's existence. These two things are Zion as the center and Jerusalem as a circumference. These two things were in the deep consideration of the Israel. You have to know, in the first invasion by the Assyrians, they didn't destroy the city of Jerusalem. So all the captives, in their captivity, they cannot forget these two things, because these are the remaining symbols of the very God they worship, they love. Why these psalms are called songs of ascent? Because they were captured away. That was a downward. That was not a kind of upward. Now they return. They cannot keep themselves away from Zion and Jerusalem. Then when they came to Little Hill. So you have to sing a song of ascent. It's quite meaningful.
Matt, I had to think of a passage in the New Testament when I was listening to this. Here's the children of Israel loving the law, trying to keep the law, but they find the result of that is that they're brought into captivity. It's precisely the same experience that the Apostle Paul describes in Romans chapter 7. He's talking about this, of course, is before he's saved, but the principle applies either way, whether we're saved or unsaved. If we're desiring, struggling, striving to keep the law, Paul says in verse 23 of Romans 7, I see a law in my members warring against the law of my mind and making me a captive to the law of sin, which is in my members. Our law-keeping always results in captivity. In fact, the Lord uses our captivity to end our law-keeping frequently, doesn't he?
He does, Chris, and I think that's why I like this portion so much, is I feel it's very practical and experiential, and I know this realm of being a captive and feeling frustrated, but then being released from captivity and being so happy. Let me read a short paragraph from page 466 of the Life Study of Psalms in Message 41. When we were saved, we were in an upward situation and thus could not sing a song of ascent. However, we may actually become down or low for a period of time. At such a time, we are in a kind of captivity. But when the Lord gains us again and we're revived, we will sing a song of ascent. As a result of our experiences of the ups and downs, we will no longer uplift the law, appreciating it in a natural way. We will realize that the law does not help us. Rather, the things that truly help us are Zion and Jerusalem. I felt like that's so clear. I just wanted to read that.
Yeah, again, going back to Paul's experience, he's in captivity in Romans chapter 7. At the end of chapter 7, and he turns his focus finally away from the law, even away from his captivity, and he says, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? And it's when we get our eyes off of our captivity, our failures, and onto the who, which really here is Christ in Jerusalem on Zion, isn't it?
It is, Chris, and we need to read the rest of that portion in Romans, because that's the return from captivity. The way Romans 7 ends is, thanks be to God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. That's the song of ascent.
Right.
And all of Romans 8 is a song of ascent. In verse 2, the law of the Spirit of life has freed me. How do you get freed if you weren't a captive? In Romans 8, he's freed. That's the song of ascent.
So these songs of ascent in Psalms 120 through 124, very poetic, very short expressions, but as you've said at the beginning, at the outset, these are experiential, aren't they? And these are really depicting the life of the one who desires to be in Zion, who desires to be in the high place, reigning with Christ, which is also coming which is also part of Romans, reigning in life with him. But it takes a path, it takes a journey, doesn't it? That, as you said, will lead us down before it leads us up.
That's right, Chris. That's why the title is The Preciousness of Zion and Jerusalem in the Experiences and Praises of the Saints.
Here's the nation of Israel then, coming up this Mount Zion in the center of Jerusalem. And they cannot help, as you were reading in that portion in the Life Study, I think we'll hear him speak that same portion in this coming segment. They cannot help but sing now, being released from captivity, ascending with the Lord to the heights, a complete 180 in their spiritual experience. And this is just part of the path of life that we find ourselves on. So we should keep our eyes not focused down in our captivity, Matt. We need to get them up on Zion like the children of Israel.
Amen, Chris.
All right, here's Witness Lee with our last portion today.
When you got saved, you were that high. You would not sing a song of ascent. It must be after you got saved, then a time of downward came in. You became so low, so down. Me down for 2 years. You got captured. You became a captive. You were in the captivity. Then the Lord gets you again. You got revived. Then after the revival, you should sing all the songs of saints. Psalm 123, it's a short song, but quite meaningful. They still remember what happened to them in their captivity. Every day, night and day, morning and evening, they got scorned, they got despised. That was their experience. So no doubt, under that kind of experience, they could never forget Zion and Jerusalem. You know, in Psalm 123, the striking word is compassion, God's compassion. It is not a matter that I love his all, but it is a matter that he has compassion to me. All the psalmists were captives. When they returned, they all came to Zion and Jerusalem. Okay, another Psalm, 124. This is concerning Jehovah's help in the invasions of their enemies, the enemies who came to capture them. You see, they were the wild animals hunting for the prey. The big animals hunting for small ones to get a prey. But Jehovah has not given Israel to the wild beast as a prey. It's quite poetic and very significant. We are the little birds, either in front of the beast or in front of the fowlers. Both are here to catch us, to get us as a prey. But God, what? Broke the snare. And we escaped.
Amen.
As little birds. So they still remember their experiences. Now they look to Jehovah, who made the heaven and the earth. I do believe what they mean, they refer to that Mount Zion.
Well, Matt, here's this poetic picture you referred to in the beginning. I think listening closely there to that portion, I heard a familiar voice. It sounded like you saying amen there to Witness Lee. You were probably in this meeting, weren't you?
I was sitting on the front row, Chris. I have very fond memories of this meeting, this portion.
Talk about this picture, Matt, a bird with a wild beast behind him, a fowler in front of him, or vice versa. But the point is he's between these two adversaries and how he's delivered.
You know, Chris, I really enjoyed Witness Lee's description there at the beginning. And I think some of our listeners right now may be in a captive situation.
Oh, absolutely.
That's why my heart goes out to the ones listening, that this would really be an encouragement to them, a hope to them. I want to read what Witness Lee said here. He said, "You were in a captivity. You became a captive." And that may be where some of our listeners are right now, a captive. But then Witness Lee said, "Then the Lord gets you again."
Yeah.
He gets you. And right. That's what happens to this little bird. There's no hope. We got ourselves in trouble. Then the Lord gets us. You got revived. That's what my prayer for the listeners, for you out there, wherever you are, in whatever captivity you are in, the Lord wants to revive you. He wants to get you out of that impossible situation and bring you back to Zion.
Wow. And the help in captivity is always found in the name, isn't it? Of course, for us, the name of Jehovah today is Jesus, Lord Jesus. Rescue me right now. It's not a bad prayer.
And I hope that prayer would be on the lips of more than one listener right now, Chris, as we come to the conclusion of this marvelous radio program and this excellent portion from the Word.
I heard someone talking the other day about how Paul's exhortation to pray without ceasing, it's more than an exhortation there, really. It's really a commandment. Pray without ceasing. You can't go to your closet without ceasing. You can't get down on your knees without ceasing. But you can pray just breath by breath throughout the day, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus. This is a kind of unceasing prayer we need to practice. Well, Matt, this is just part one of a two-part program. We're covering these 15 psalms, the songs of ascent. We'll come back in our next program and touch the last seven, and these have a glorious, marvelous outcome. So I hope our listeners will join us for this coming program as well, and invite you, and how about you and I do it again?
I'm looking forward to it, Chris.
Me too. We're just about to the end of this life study of Psalms, but this is a very, very sweet portion and a very meaningful and profound portion. So try to be with us. And we also encourage you to get the printed life study messages. If you'll call us at our toll-free number, we'll tell you how you can receive these two volumes that cover 45 life studies, all 150 psalms. The toll-free number, 1-888-LIFE-STUDY. That's 888-543-3788. For Matt Miller, I'm Chris Wild. Thanks for listening today.
Dear Lord, we give ourselves.
Millions of Christians have been strengthened in their faith through the ministry of Watchman Nee. In a recent release by Living Stream Ministry entitled The Overcoming Life, Watchman Nee sounds a call to the believers to pursue the normal Christian life that is hidden with God in Christ. The Overcoming Life is filled with truth, reverberates with hope, and brings the reader to renewed consecration. The Overcoming Life by Watchman Nee from Living Stream Ministry is available at Christian bookstores everywhere, or you can order by calling 1-888-543-3788.